This is Ozarks at Large. Last night, the recently formed organization Feed Fayetteville sponsored an informal community discussion about hunger and hunger-related issues. While there were five people on stage with knowledge about the topic, the conversation came as much from people in the audience as the guests on the stage.
For each of your individual agencies or programs, what's your relationship with the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank?
Well, one of the gaps, just to follow Leslie's point, is that in understanding the big picture, the average age of the American farmer is 58 years old. And so how are we...
I work at Seven Hills Homeless Center, and so I wanted to bring up the fact that a lot of times when you're looking at child hunger, what you also need to look at is from the back end that there is no affordable housing in...
Members of the audience were spread about the University of Arkansas Global Campus Auditorium, and for more than 90 minutes, the topics of hunger, nutrition, and economic sustainability were analyzed. The members of the onstage panel included representatives from the Fayetteville School District, Washington County Head Start, Local Adult Education, and the Full Circle Food Pantry on the University of Arkansas campus. It appeared that most of those involved in the event, panelists and audience members alike, were well-versed in the sobering facts that the number of families with food insecurity issues is rising in Northwest Arkansas. Feed Fayetteville organizers called last night's panel Hunger in the Land of Plenty, a title that references Washington County's distinction of having the highest number of hungry children inside Arkansas. One of the panelists, Kathy Spigarelli, the director of the Fayetteville School District's Adult and Community Education Department, explained early in the evening that food insecurity matters are often connected to many other community issues.
I come at this problem from a couple of ways. People with low literacy skills generally are living in poverty, and that leads to what we're talking about tonight. It's not only are they underemployed or unemployed, they've probably made a lot of poor decisions and continue to make poor decisions, but low literacy skills, all of us probably, if you sit down to breakfast, your eyes go to print. You have to think of adults whose eyes avoid print at any cost.
Another panelist, Adam Simmons, the director of food service for the Fayetteville School District, told the audience he knows of many students who leave the school on Friday and won't have a meal again until they arrive back on Monday.
And that doesn't seem quite right to me, especially in the area we live, but not necessarily the area, just the country we live in. These kids are, when they show up Monday morning, are just starving, starving, starving. They'll eat as much as they can. But how can you focus? I don't know how they focus.
Nobody involved in last night's conversation expected to solve problems last night, but Feed Fayetteville's ambitious goal is to greatly reduce, if not eradicate, local hunger. And the solutions organizers say have to sprout from somewhere. And last night was a start. One of the founders, Denise Garner, said last night she hoped this kind of community involvement would lead to collaborations between agencies and individuals. Adam Simmons with the Fayetteville School District agrees, making a point that local agriculture can play a big part in helping alleviate hunger while improving nutritional intake for low-income young people.
I'm spending $600,000 a year on produce that comes from California. So that it's obvious that we need to ramp up production in Northwest Arkansas, because I can use it. If I need that much, you have Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, all the other schools that could use it as well. I mean, farmers are shrinking left, and I mean, they're just losing land. And I can't pay $3 for a pound for a tomato, but I could buy 3,000 pounds of tomatoes for $1.50 a pound. Not many people at the farmers market can do that.
Those sorts of connections, local farmers earning more money to grow more food for local families, getting better food to more people less expensively, were recurring themes last night. Raising awareness, panelists say, about hunger in the area is a start, and organizers of Feed Fayetteville say turning that awareness into collaboration the next step. More panel discussions are expected in the coming months. Feed Fayetteville is also inviting conversation online at feedfayetteville.org and on their Facebook page. And we'll continue to cover the issue on future editions of Ozarks at Large.